Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to hire competent heavy equipment mechanics. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A manufacturer company can thrive only if the proper team of professionals who are competent in providing after-sale service. They should be good at their job because perhaps the after-sale service guys who are majority responsible for the goodwill of the company. If the product goes faulty, the customer hurts for someone who can get that fixed and he does not find anybody, then he will never go for that brand in his life and will also suggest others not to go to that brand. You know, you don't want to have a bad reputation out there. This can prove really costly to the manufacturer company. After sales team, therefore, plays such an important role in the growth of the company. The company, therefore, has to pay a more crucial part by hiring competent workforce who knows about the subject well and will take less time to resolve the problem with the product. Heavy equipment companies manufacture really expensive items, and it is quite likely that a product may stop functioning after a few months after its purchase. This is why you need to have the men and women who can go to the client's job sites at the word go and then can check the problem. The construction business owners are usually loaded with too much of work and also heavy dependency on heavy equipment. And there, if any machine stops working, it will cost them dearly. It's all about production. It becomes a responsibility of heavy construction equipment companies to hire the best mechanics. The crux of the matter is that they should be able to identify who are the competent mechanics, who are not. You know, they should know this. Number one, check their qualifications. The heavy equipment companies should check the qualifications of the candidates at the time of the interview. They need to check the academic scores, if they get them from like a little college that teaches you diesel mechanic, and ask questions by giving different scenarios. This will let the interview know exact standings of the candidate. If the candidate has studied and has secured a good mark, it will reflect to the academic score sheet. However, that should be taken as the same role criteria to judge the competency of the candidate. The interview should keep this one of the parameters. Next, experience plays a major role, a mechanic does. Experience of a heavy equipment mechanic increases his or her price in the market. Heavy equipment companies are ready to pay a higher package if he or she has good number experience up their sleeve. Their experience should be also followed by a good track record wherein you are always punctual and do not take unnecessary leaves. Your overall conduct has been good in the past companies that you have worked and should not have the stability issues. And lastly, the machine he or she has worked on. It is important for the heavy equipment companies to check with the mechanic on the kind of heavy equipment they have worked on. A mechanic who has only worked on graders, has no working knowledge on loaders or excavators, is not a valuable one for you. Again, if you got any questions, give me a general 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.